I'm Gunner. I work for the Ruckus Society. I'm the tech organizer, which means I try to figure out how we can integrate technology into the way that we do our activism and in the way that we train activists who come to our action camps. This is the first camp where technology was a primary focus. And, you know, I would digress to say the primary focus of this camp was the people on the ground. We wanted people to meet each other and to build relationships and friendships. But the underlying theme was that what brought them all here was the fact that they're exploring how to better utilize technology in their activist work. At previous Ruckus camps, we have had a session on electronic organizing or tech activism, but it was a half day and it was more of a facilitated discussion than anything that looked like a training. What we're hoping to have coming out of this camp is a better understanding of what information we might impart to our participants in other action camps and how we might best impart that information, especially given that those camps are usually remote and without electricity or computers. Ruckus was very concerned with making sure that we didn't convene a tech camp that was ideologically or geographically too condensed or focused in its participant base. We've had fantastic support from the folks at indymedia.org. They put the word out on their global network and let folks all over know about the camp and worked with us to help figure out how to get folks here from all over the world, especially from the Global South. We've also gotten great support from Amazon Watch. Amazon Watch has also helped us identify folks that could come and really help bring a perspective that would otherwise not be present here at the camp, folks from Ecuador and other parts of the Amazon that are working on campaigns that are essential, very inspiring, very compelling, and at the same time not always on the radar of folks meeting on a hilltop in Northern California. Ruckus's mission is to train activists to be successful in their campaigns, to train activists to win. And the Ruckus model is centered around teaching principles of nonviolence, principles of awareness, in so much as when you design an action or a political statement or a campaign, you need not only to be mindful of what you're saying and knowing that it represents what you want it to represent, but being equally mindful of how it might be received, equally mindful of the fact that those listening to your message may not perceive it the way you meant for it to be perceived. They may not have the same understanding of certain words and what they mean. They may not have the same cultural underpinnings. They might not even have the same values. You know, in a situation where you're campaigning for the environment and labor rights, you know, it's not heard the same way by those whose agendas are not so pro-environment or not so pro-labor. So the camps seek to teach activists how to be more effective by really streamlining what they do and helping them to be more effective by being more mindful and deliberate rather than just thinking of an action and executing on it without proper planning. I think all of what Ruckus does has a very core thread of coalition building at its base. We really do want always to be growing circles. At this camp, it was growing circles of tech activism and tech activists. At other camps, it's growing circles of activists around a particular issue. We've had Tibet camps, democracy camps, biotech camps. Each camp has its own unique personality and its own unique, you know, collection of participants. And we try to facilitate a really yummy, you know, meal experience and a really fun evening, nighttime social experience, hand in hand with some very intense training, all with the larger goal being to build the coalition, to build the social infrastructure of the movement. Because while it's very important to talk tactics and very important to talk, in this case, tech, it's infinitely more important to talk as humans and to gather as people and identify the common struggle that we all share in working for a more just and fair world. Looking down the road, Ruckus is going to have a global justice action camp either the last week of August or the first week of September on the East Coast outside of Washington, D.C. to refocus ourselves on working for global justice, working to oppose some of these international trade agreements and some of these other corporate-led agendas that are really disempowering the majority of the people on this planet and are subverting some very well-established democratic institutions, processes, and the rights of the planet at large. So that's our action camp at the end of August. We're looking to do other action camps around themes that include environmental justice. We'd also like to do a camp that focuses on the books, not bars, the schools, not jail campaigns that really both question the entire, you know, prison industry, but at the same time also policy that emphasizes incarceration over education. So those are certainly things that Ruckus hopes to convene in the coming 12 months. We also, at the same time, tend to be very responsive. So we may come up with other camps on demand based on whatever events transpire between now and then. Ruckus is an interesting model. There are five or six full-time employees, depending on what time of the year it is, that are at our office in Oakland. And then we have a volunteer network of about 200 volunteers. And we try very hard to engage the volunteer network in helping to guide us. And we also try very hard to reach out to organizations we've both worked with and want to work with and seek their input. And so I wouldn't dare to call it anything approaching a true consensus model, but it is the notion that we are facilitating a larger circle and that Ruckus seeks to serve. Our leadership is through facilitating other people's activism. And so we try very hard to build common ground around what a camp might look like. We spent over a year building the curriculum for this camp for that very reason, talking to folks, getting a sense of both what they felt was important to cover, but also what was very important to manage and not allow to be present in terms of tech elitism, power dynamics that made it difficult for people to feel like it was a safe space, too much agenda promotion as opposed to genuine sharing. We spent a lot of time trying to be mindful of how this space could feel the safest to the largest number of participants. We are www.ruckus.org. And our email address, our general email, is info@ruckus.org. We also have a good old-fashioned phone number, which is area code 510-763-7078 that folks can call us on. And I don't remember the mailing address off the top of my head, otherwise I'd give you that too. Just a huge thank you to everyone that's participated in this camp, all the people that have worked so infinitely hard to make it possible, but just as much to all the people that showed up as participants and brought an insane array of passions, perspectives, energies, experiences, and skill sets, and exhibited infinite patience, infinite understanding in really the fact that we were making it up as we went along. There's just been such a great communal vibe, and really in many ways this is a camp model that Ruckus would love to see occur again, in so much as it's great when people get on the ground and are preoccupied with sharing and collaborating as opposed to being triggered by the heat or being triggered by the rather dubious quality of the porta potties. That's the main thing that is on my mind right now, is just the debt of gratitude that Ruckus owes to the participants, to all the volunteers, to the kitchen. I mean, without the kitchen, this camp would not have happened. I mean, the thing that made everyone feel so grounded and so good was delicious meals served three times a day. So there's just a very great awareness on our part of how many folks have worked so hard to make this a fairly successful event, a fairly good gathering. This camp certainly doesn't fit in our normal activist training model. So we need to figure out, are we going to have an actual tech agenda, which would be beautifully manifested in the kind of roadshow, or is it more the case that a camp like this has informed us of ways to integrate some tech training into our regular action camp agenda? So we get to have those dialogues for the rest of the summer and just sort of talk about what's next. Tons of people have asked if there will be another Tech Toolbox Action Camp. We have no idea. You know, I personally, as someone who bottom-lined a lot of what happened here, would love to do it again. But Ruckus certainly needs to sit down, and as a group, we need to think about what it is that are our objectives near-term and longer-term and what makes sense. Just help the people here that are just such amazing participants to stay in touch and to move forward with some of the dialogues and the coalitions that have been either built or grown as we've been here on the ground. Gunner from the Ruckus Society. Thank you.